You are now listening to the most epic movie reviews in the world by CJ and the Movies.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I dish on three new action features, including Scarlett Johansson back as Black Widow in her own solo feature, The Conclusion to the Purge series, and Chris Pratt in yet another Independence Day ripoff. Our first movie is Black Widow, and it's finally been released in theaters and on Disney Plus after you know what. Scarlett Johansson is back as Black Widow, and this solo feature takes place between Captain America's Civil War, when she violated the Sokovia Accords, and Avengers Infinity War and Endgame, when she sacrificed herself for the Soul Stone to save everyone from Thanos. Also known as Natasha Romanoff, she finds herself reuniting with her fake younger sister, played by Florence Pugh, who's escaped from the clutches of a madman who has an army of Black Widows. Also in the movie are their fake parents. David Harbour plays a Russian Captain America, while Rachel Weisz is the head scientist in the villain's lab, known as the Red Room. Black Widow is directed by Kate Shortland, whose credits include such independent features as Berlin Syndrome, Summer Soul, and Lore, and she makes her blockbuster debut with the right Marvel Cinematic Universe hero, who is still wisely portrayed by Johansson. Nobody can portray Black Widow better than she can, while Pugh continues to expand her horizons as an action hero, and both of them engage in some entertaining fights and escape sequences. But it's sort of hard to care about this movie. The storyline is confusing, the villain isn't fun, and it lacks the depth and humanity of previous MCU features like Iron Man and Black Panther. I consider it a see-what-you-think deal, but I wasn't a fan of it. 2.5 stars. Our next movie is The Forever Purge, and it's said to be the last movie of this franchise about the one night of the year when all crime, including murder, is legal. We've been getting too much of this lately, but this one was actually surprisingly entertaining. Following the events of election year, the annual purge was supposed to come to an end, but America reinstated it, and as usual, everyone must lock their doors and turn on their security systems for safety. The next morning, however, all hell breaks loose as purgers turn America into a war zone in what is now known as the Forever Purge. The cast now includes Josh Lucas as a prejudiced rancher and Ana de la Reguera as an immigrant, both of whom are among the survivors in Texas who must make their way to Mexico, as that country and Canada are both willing to open their borders up to save the anti-purgers. The Forever Purge has an attitude and strong notion that throws everything out of whack, and I admired its Mexican themes, which sets the ambition and reality in this final chapter. Yes, it can be hectic at times, but there's still danger lurking around every corner, so check it out. 3 stars. And our last movie is The Tomorrow War, which pays tribute to Independence Day from 25 years ago with its game of humans battling aliens. I can promise you this, the actors are likable, but the aliens are just as boring and generic as in Independence Day. Chris Pratt plays an Iraq vet who is drafted into traveling 30 years in the future with all the army recruits to battle the aliens, which threaten our very existence. The supporting actors include Yvonne Stravowski as a colonel who is closer to Pratt than he thinks, J.K. Simmons as his estranged father, and Sam Richardson and Edwin Hodge, both as his fellow soldiers. The Tomorrow War has some good ideas and talented actors who commit to their roles, but the story limps along as well as the formulaic aliens, and it may have been released on Amazon Prime for obvious reasons, but The Tomorrow War is still not something I'd see again and again. It's more of the same gimmicks we've seen done better than before, so skip it. 2 stars. Well, those are the movies I'm reviewing this week. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you for tuning in to these movie reviews by CJ at the Movies here on New HD Radio. For more reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com.